KSRN News. I'm John Scott. At tonight's State of the Union, Brookings Institution Senior Fellow Michael O'Hanlon says foreign policy will take a back seat while President Biden focuses on his domestic audience.
The foreign audience role is interesting, but frankly, I'd have to say at this point, not particularly crucial for this speech. This speech needs to be a home run in terms of American politics.
Most Americans have doubts about the president's age and mental fitness and likely be closely watching his performance. There's no change in the number of unemployment applications last week. Rita Foley has more.
217,000. That is a healthy level, a sign that the labor market is still strong. Overall, just under 2 million Americans are on unemployment. The economy has held up better than expected despite recession predictions, thanks to strong consumer spending. There are plenty of jobs. The layoffs have ticked up recently, mostly across technology and media. Still, the unemployment rate is a low 3.7%, and it's been below 4% for 24 straight months, the longest such streak since the 1960s. I'm Rita Foley.
Also at SRNNews.com, at a ceremony, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken accepts the instrument of accession as Sweden formally joins NATO.
Good things come to those who wait. No better example. But with receipt of this instrument of accession, let me be the very first to welcome Sweden as a party to the Washington Treaty and the 32nd member of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
Sweden's membership comes as concerns about Russian aggression spike following the invasion of Ukraine. The Dow ahead 143 points and the NASDAQ up 249. This is SRN News. There's increasing concern about the dwindling number of pastors in America.
A new study from Barna suggests that the church will experience significant turnover among pastors in the near future. Researchers learned that last year, only 17% of Protestant senior pastors are 40 years old or younger. The average age among pastors is 52. According to Barna's latest State of Pastors report, one quarter of pastors hope to retire within the next 7 years. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Christians are worried about religious tensions ahead of India's national elections in April and May. Mission Network News reports that the Voice of the Martyrs USA has reclassified India as a restricted nation. India has steadily declined in democratic and religious freedom in the past 10 years. Voice of the Martyrs says the government is the driving force behind the persecution of the church. This is SRN News. In Pontiac, Michigan, jurors have heard opening statements in the trial of a second parent accused of having responsibility for a school shooting. Prosecutor Mark Keast tells jurors that they will be shown portions of a journal kept by James Crumley's son outlining his mental health struggles that should have been addressed.
The defendant's son wrote about how he was begging his parents for help, how he's begging for a more powerful 9mm handgun to commit the school shooting, and how he's able to obtain access to the murder weapon.
Crumley's son killed four students at Oxford High School in November 2021. The father charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter. Prosecutors say James Crumley failed to secure a gun at home and failed to take action when school staff showed him a violent drawing made by son Ethan on the day of the shooting. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.